Transfer learning for gyroscopic stability. Improving classical physics with machine learning. Research white paper available. This blog post is based on the full white paper documenting the mathematical foundations, experimental methodology, and statistical analysis of this transfer learning system. The white paper includes detailed derivations, error analysis, and validation studies across 686 bullets spanning 14 calibers. Download the complete white paper, PDF. Introduction. When physics meets machine learning. What happens when you combine a 50-year-old physics formula with modern machine learning? You get a system that's 95% more accurate than the original formula, while maintaining the physical intuition that makes it trustworthy. This post details the engineering implementation of a physics-informed transfer learning system that predicts minimum barrel twist rates for gyroscopic bullet stabilization. The challenge? We need to handle 164 different calibers in production, but we only have manufacturer data for 14 calibers. That's a 91.5% domain gap, a scenario where most machine learning models would catastrophically fail. The solution uses transfer learning, where ML doesn't replace physics. It corrects it. The result? Mean absolute error, 0.44 inches. VS Miller formula, 8.56 inches. Mean absolute percentage error, 3.9%. VS Miller, 72.9%. 94.8% error reduction over the classical baseline. Production latency, less than 10 milliseconds per prediction. No overfitting, only 0.5% performance difference on completely unseen calibers. The problem, predicting barrel twist rates. Every rifled firearm barrel has helical grooves, rifling, that spin the bullet for gyroscopic stabilization, similar to how a spinning top stays upright. The twist rate, measured in inches per revolution, determines how fast the bullet spins. Too slow, and the bullet tumbles in flight. Too fast, and you get excessive drag or even bullet disintegration. For decades, shooters relied on the Miller stability formula, developed by Don Miller in the 1960s, where T equals twist rate, inches, revolution, D equals bullet diameter, inches, L equals bullet length, inches, M equals bullet mass, grains. The Miller formula works reasonably well for traditional bullets, but it systematically fails on very long bullets, high LSD ratios greater than 5.5, very short bullets, low LSD ratios less than 3.0, modern match bullets with complex geometries, monolithic bullets, solid copper brass. Our goal: build an ML system that corrects Miller's predictions while preserving its physical foundation. The key insight: transfer learning via correction factors. The breakthrough came from asking the right question. Don't ask, what is the twist rate? Ask, how wrong is Miller's prediction? Instead of training ML to predict absolute twist rates, which vary wildly across calibers, we train it to predict a correction factor alpha. This simple change has profound implications. 1. Bounded output space. Alpha typically ranges 0.5 to 2.5 versus twist rates ranging 3 inches minus 50. 2. Dimensionless and transferable. Alpha approximately 1.2 means Miller underestimates by 20%, regardless of caliber. 3. Physics-informed prior. Alpha approximately equals 1.0 when Miller is accurate, making it an easy learning task. 4. Graceful degradation. Even with zero confidence, returning alpha equals 1.0 gives you Miller, a safe baseline. System architecture. ML as a physics corrector. The complete prediction pipeline. Why this architecture? Pure ML approaches fail catastrophically on out-of-distribution data. When 91.5% of production calibers are unseen during training, you need a physics prior that provides dimensional correctness, twist scales properly with bullet parameters, ensures valid predictions even for novel bullets, reduces required training data through inductive bias. The data, 686 bullets across 14 calibers. Our training dataset comes from manufacturer specifications, manufacturer, bullets, calibers, weight range. Berger, 243.8-22-245 GR. Sierra, 187.9-30-300 GR. Hornady, 156.7-20-750 GR. Barnes, 43.6, 55 to 500 gr. Others, 57, 5, 35 minus 1100 gr. Data challenges. 42% missing bullet lengths, right pointing arrow estimated from caliber, weight, and model name. Placeholder values, right pointing arrow 20.0 exactly is clearly a database placeholder. Outliers, right pointing arrow removed using 3 sigma rule per caliber group. The cleaned dataset provides manufacturer specified minimum twist rates, our ground truth for training. Feature engineering. Learning when Miller fails. The core philosophy. Don't learn what Miller already knows. Learn when and how Miller fails. 11 engineered features. 1. Physics prior. Most important. 44.9% feature importance. 2. Geometry features. 3. Extreme geometry indicators, where Miller systematically fails. 4. Generalization features. Prevent overfitting to training calibers. 5. Ballistic coefficient. 6. Interaction term. The Miller prediction itself is the most important feature. 44.9% importance. The ML learns to trust Miller on typical bullets and correct it on edge cases. Model architecture. Weighted ensemble. A single model underfits the correction factor distribution. We use an ensemble of 3 tree-based models with optimized weights. Cross-validation results. Model. CV, MAE. Test, MAE. Random forest, 0.88, 0.91. Gradient boosting, 0.87, 0.89. XG boost, 0.87, 0.88. Weighted ensemble, 0.44, 0.44. The ensemble achieves 50% better accuracy than any individual model. Uncertainty. Quantification. Ensemble disagreement. How do we know when to trust the ML prediction versus falling back to Miller? Ensemble disagreement as a confidence proxy. Interpretation. High confidence, sigma less than 0.15. Models agree, right pointing arrow trust ML correction. Medium confidence, 0.15 less than sigma less than 0.30. Some disagreement, right pointing arrow blend ML plus Miller. Low confidence, sigma greater than 0.30. Models disagree, right pointing arrow fall back to Miller. This approach ensures the system fails gracefully on unusual inputs. Results, 95% error reduction performance metrics. Metric, Miller formula, transfer learning, improvement. MAE, 8.56, 0.44, 94.8%. MAP, 72.9%. 3.9%, 94.6%. Max error, 34.2, 3.1, 90.9%. Generalization to unseen calibers. The critical test. How does the model perform on completely unseen calibers? Split. Miller MAE, TLMAE. Improvement. Seen calibers, 11, 8.91, 0.46. 94.9%. Unseen calibers, 3, 6.75, 0.38, 94.4%. Difference, --, --, .0.5%. The model performs equally well on unseen calibers. Only a 0.5% difference. This validates the transfer learning approach. Common failure modes. When does the system produce low confidence predictions? 1. Extreme L/D ratios, bullets with length/diameter greater than 6.0 or less than 2.5. 2. Missing ballistic coefficients, no BC data available. 3. Novel wildcats, rare calibers like 0.17 incinerator, 0.25 to 45 sharps. 4. Very heavy bullets, greater than 750 gr, limited training examples. In all cases, the system falls back to Miller, alpha equals 1.0, with a low confidence flag. Production API. Real-world deployment. The system runs in production on Google Cloud Functions. Performance. Latency, less than 10 milliseconds per prediction, P50, less than 15 milliseconds, P95. Throughput, 435 predictions per second, single-threaded. Model size, approximately 5 megabytes, ensemble of 3 models. Memory, 568 GR.308 Winchester match bullet, 77 GR.224 Valkyrie match bullet. Code example, complete training. Here's the full pipeline from data to trained model. Lessons learned. Physics informed ML best practices 1. Use physics as a prior, not a competitor. Don't try to replace domain knowledge. Augment it. The Miller formula encodes decades of empirical ballistics research. Throwing it away would require orders of magnitude more training data. 2. Predict corrections, not absolutes. Correction factors, alpha, are dimensionless right-pointing arrow transfer across domains. Bounded right-pointing arrow, easier to learn. Interpretable right-pointing arrow alpha equals 1.2 means Miller underestimates by 20%. 3. Feature engineering model complexity. Our 11 carefully engineered features outperform deep neural networks with 100 plus learned features. Domain knowledge beats brute force learning. 4. Uncertainty quantification is production critical. Ensemble disagreement provides actionable confidence metrics. Low confidence right-pointing arrow fall back to physics baseline. This prevents catastrophic failures on edge cases. 5. Validate on out-of-distribution data. The 0.5% performance difference between seen/unseen calibers is the most important metric. It proves the approach actually generalizes. When to use this approach? Physics-informed transfer learning works when, checkmark, you have a classical model, even if imperfect. Checkmark, limited training data for your specific domain. Checkmark, need to generalize to out-of-distribution inputs. Checkmark, physical constraints must be respected. Checkmark, interpretability matters. Don't use this approach when, crossmark, no physics model exists. Use pure ML. Crossmark, abundant training data across all domains. Pure ML may suffice. Crossmark, physics model is fundamentally wrong, not just imperfect. Conclusion, the future of scientific ML. This project demonstrates that physics plus ML greater than physics alone, and physics plus ML greater than ML alone. The key is humility. ML admits it doesn't know everything. Right-pointing arrow uses physics prior. Physics admits it's imperfect. Right-pointing arrow accepts ML corrections. The result is a system that achieves 95% error reduction over classical methods. Generalizes to 91.5% unseen domains without overfitting. Provides uncertainty quantification for safe deployment. Runs in production with less than 10 milliseconds latency. Technical appendix. Implementation details: model hyperparameters, random forest, gradient boosting, XGBoost, feature importance analysis, feature importance interpretation, Miller twist, 44.9%. Physics prior dominates. LD ratio, 15.2%. Geometry is critical. Very long. 12.1%. Identifies Miller failure mode. Very short. 8.7%. Identifies Miller failure mode. Sectional ELA density. 6.3%. Mass distribution matters. Form factor. 4.8%. Aerodynamics influence. LD times form. 3.2%. Interaction effect. B, C, G, 7. 2.1%. Useful when available. Caliber medium. 1.4%. Weak caliber signal. Caliber small. 0.8%. Weak caliber signal. Caliber large. 0.5%. Weak caliber signal. The Miller prediction dominates feature importance. 44.9%, confirming that ML learns corrections, not replacements. Computational benchmarks: MacBook Pro M1, 8 cores, operation, latency, throughput. Single prediction, 2.3 milliseconds, 435 RQ seconds. Batch, 100, 18 milliseconds, 556 RQ seconds. Model loading, 45 milliseconds, one time. Optimization techniques. Lazy model loading, once per instance. NumPy vectorization for batch predictions. Feature caching for repeated calibers.